Good morning. Here's what markets are telling us today. It's a morning of crosscurrents, inflation running hotter than expected, oil back above $100 a barrel, and retail traders piling into tech call options at levels not seen since the COVID frenzy. April's consumer price index came in at 3.8% year over year, a tenth above expectations. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, was 2.8%, also a tenth above forecasts. Gasoline alone rose 28.4% over the past year. Beef is up nearly 15%. That miss dashes the last hopes for a rate cut this year. The market now sees the Federal Reserve on hold through the end of 2026. Bank of America warns that rising gasoline prices will begin to weigh more meaningfully on consumer spending, a warning that will be put to the test next week with Walmart and Target earnings. And alongside sticky inflation, oil is surging again. West Texas Intermediate crude spiked back above $100 a barrel after President Trump described the Iran ceasefire as on life support and rejected Tehran's latest counter-proposal. Brent is above $107. Both benchmarks are up more than 40% since the war began at the end of February. Saudi Aramco's CEO warned that if the strait closure persists past mid-June, oil markets won't normalize before mid-2027. Citi sees further upside if there's no de-escalation. The stagflation that was once an economist's hypothetical is now a tangible reality. Against this backdrop, retail traders are loading up on call options tied to the mega-cap tech names. The CBOE's MAG-10 call-buying metric just hit its most aggressive level since the peak of the pandemic mania. The NASDAQ 100 set a record. Semiconductors now represent nearly 20% of the S&P 500's entire market cap. Single stock volatility is running well above what the VIX suggests. It's stretched positioning that feels fragile, especially with Nvidia earnings coming next Wednesday, the single most important AI catalyst of the quarter. Geopolitically, the next few days are packed. President Trump is heading to Beijing for a summit with Xi Jinping on Thursday and Friday. On the table, Iran, trade, and Taiwan, three high-wire issues. Notably, Nvidia's CEO Jensen Huang was not invited on the trip, a signal that chip export tensions remain a live wire. And on Capitol Hill, the Senate Banking Committee will hold a vote on a crypto bill Thursday, another regulatory signal for markets. Meanwhile, in the UK, Prime Minister Keir Starmer is fighting for his political survival. 77 Labour MPs have called for him to resign. The Home Secretary and two junior ministers have quit. The 10-year gilt yield surged to its highest since 2008, a level that predates the global financial crisis. Eurasia Group says Starmer is unlikely to last the year. It's a genuine macro shock for sterling and UK equities. On the corporate front, eBay formally rejected GameStop's $56 billion takeover bid, calling it neither credible nor attractive. TD Bank's financing had an investment-grade condition that GameStop couldn't meet. GameStop shares fell in pre-market trading, but the bid itself signals activist appetite for M&A. And in another buyout twist, Trian Partners is exploring a take-private of Wendy's. Elsewhere, Mizuho raised its price target on advanced micro devices to $515 and on Supermicro to $36, citing agentic AI demand. Mizuho also raised its target on Corning to $220 on free cash flow growth and an optical partnership with Nvidia. Hims and Hers fell 15% after posting a first quarter net loss of $92 million and issuing weak second quarter EBITDA guidance. The company is transitioning away from compounded GLP-1 drugs after its partnership with Novo Nordisk ended acrimoniously. Speaking of Novo, it released data on high-dose Wegovy. Early responders lost 27.7% of their weight at 72 weeks, with an overall average of 21%, a bid to compete with Eli Lilly's Zepbound. A more worrying story is unfolding in private credit. KKR's business development company, FSK, had its JP Morgan-led credit line cut by 14%, after Moody's downgraded it, and defaults rose. FSK posted a loss of $2 per share in the first quarter. This is the clearest sign yet that pressure is building in private credit markets. General Motors is laying off 500 to 600 IT workers, though it continues to hire in AI and autonomous driving. on holding beat revenue and earnings estimates and raised gross margin guidance above 64.5%. China sales grew at a high double-digit pace, while Nike continues to struggle there. In the technology world, SoftBank injected $450 million into Graphcore, a British AI chip startup, with funds earmarked for artificial general intelligence development. Google's threat intelligence group said it likely thwarted a hacker group using AI to find a zero-day vulnerability and orchestrate a mass exploitation event. Amazon launched 30-minute delivery, called Amazon Now, in dozens of US cities.